To me, this has been a very challenging verse. John chapter 5, verse 39. You search the scriptures because you think eternal life is in them, but it's not there. It's in me. Because these scriptures testify about me. And you are unwilling to come to me so that you may have life. In the Christian world, there are those who are called liberal Christians who don't believe the Bible is God's word. Then there are evangelical fundamental Christians who believe the Bible is God's word. But I have found in moving in both groups that in both groups there are people who don't know Jesus. I don't mean that they're not born again, but they don't know Jesus personally. They don't seem to know him better and better and better. You know, if a husband and wife are married for a number of years, if they've really had a good marriage, it's not enough to say after 30 years, we're married. I mean, a wife should know her husband much better, even after 10 years, than the way she knew him when the day they got married. To be born again is like getting married. And every year, if you're not getting to know Jesus, your bridegroom, your husband, better and better and better and better, I would say your marriage is a bad marriage. Just like in an earthly marriage, if a wife does not know her husband any better after many years, and all she can say is, I'm married. That's how a lot of Christians are. I'm born again. But it's not supposed to be just that. We go to the scriptures to come to Jesus. Now that's the difference in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, they couldn't come to Jesus. They only had the written word. And they had scribes who would explain the written word. There was no person they could go to. Blessed is the man who meditates on the law of the Lord day and night. You know that's an Old Testament verse? When I go to the scriptures, I don't study it as a law. When I go to the scriptures, it says these scriptures testify about Jesus. That's what I read here. And the whole purpose of the scriptures is that I might come to him. That I might see Jesus in the scriptures. Now, even in the Old Testament scriptures, Jesus was there. Right from Genesis to Revelation, to Malachi. But they never saw him. In fact, they studied the scriptures so much, and yet when Jesus came into their midst, they said, this is not the Messiah, this is the son of the devil, prince of devils, Beelzebub. That is how blind you can be after studying the scriptures. And what I want to ask you, my brothers and sisters, who come for so many conferences, have you come to know Jesus better? Have you come to draw closer to him? When you read the scriptures, do you see Jesus there? Do you know that the main ministry of the Holy Spirit is to show us the glory of Jesus in the scriptures, first of all, and secondly, to change us into that likeness? This is the truth we have proclaimed in CFC for 37 years. Remember this verse. You search the scriptures because you think eternal life is there. In some verse, you know how people are converted by reading John 3:16 or Romans 6:23. The gift of God is eternal life. I receive it. You think eternal life is there. It's not there. You can make the same mistake of the Pharisees. These scriptures testify about Jesus. And it says you don't come to me that you might get that eternal life. You go to a verse. And that is the reason why the experience of many Christians is very frustrating. They haven't had a proper birth. There's not been the operation of the Holy Spirit in them. I think of it like this. Supposing Mary tried to have the baby Jesus born in her womb without the Holy Spirit by struggling and exercise and meditation and study and all that. It's ridiculous. The only way that that baby's body could come inside him was the Holy Spirit. There was no other way. And for you to struggle and meditate and this, that, and the other, it's not going to work. You've got to get the Holy Spirit when you read God's Word. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18 is what we have constantly proclaimed in this church as the clearest verse in the whole Scripture that defines the dual ministry of the Holy Spirit. The coming of the Holy Spirit was to have it's with two ministries that he had to fulfill among believers. First of all, we see in a mirror the Word of God. We see the glory of the Lord. We come to the Scriptures to see Jesus. That's the first thing the Holy Spirit does. And then he changes us into that image from glory to glory to glory. There is no clearer verse that I have found after more than 50 years of study of the Bible that describes more perfectly the ministry of the Holy Spirit. So when I seek to be filled with the Holy Spirit, I know I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God shows me Jesus in the Scriptures and then changes me into that likeness. That is the goal towards which God wants to work with all believers, to show us Jesus in the Scriptures and then to make us like Him. Like I said, in the Old Testament, when they meditated on God's Word, it was a law, it was a letter, and it killed. But I want you to see this. When Jesus took those same Scriptures, He saw something other people didn't see, because He had the Holy Spirit within. What those scribes and scholars did not see in Genesis to Malachi, Jesus saw. And I see the same thing today. There are a lot of Bible scholars today, but they don't seem to see Jesus in the Scriptures. I see Jesus everywhere, because the Holy Spirit shows me Jesus here and Jesus there. Let me show you Luke chapter 24. In Luke chapter 24, we read of a 3-hour Bible study that Jesus took for two people. These were two disciples who were going, Luke 24, verse 13, from Jerusalem to a village called Emmaus. The distance was 7 miles, and that's how I get 3 hours. If you walk at a leisurely pace on village roads, it'll take you 3 hours to cover those 11, 12 kilometers. And Jesus came near and approached them. And we read that what Jesus did was, it says in verse 27, beginning with Moses, that is Genesis, in those first 5 books, and with all the prophets, that means all the way up to Malachi. So we can read it like this, beginning with Genesis and all the way to Malachi, during those 3 hours as they were walking, Jesus explained to them the things concerning himself in all the Scriptures. So what did Jesus see in Genesis to Malachi? Christ in all the Scriptures. What did the scribes see when they studied the same books? Law. And they preached the law and brought people under condemnation. And I find there are two types of preachers today. There are those who preach, from the New Testament, but what you get is rules. What you get is something like a self-improvement program and laws and things that you have to keep. And if you keep those laws, you're accepted in the church. If you don't keep them, you're put out. But we're supposed to see Jesus in the Scriptures. We're supposed to see Jesus. If Jesus could show himself in Genesis to Malachi, if I walk with him, he can show me Jesus today from Matthew to Revelation. So I want to encourage you to study the Bible in a different way. Say, Lord, help me to see you. We sometimes sing, Lord, I want to see you. Open my eyes that I might see you. I want to see you, Lord. That should be our prayer. So, and ask the Holy Spirit to show us Jesus. You know, when Jesus, before he went up into heaven, he spoke to his disciples and said, when the Holy Spirit has come, you know what he's going to do? John chapter 16. Let me read to you what Jesus himself said. In verse 14, when the Holy Spirit comes, he will glorify me. He will take of mine and will show it to you. Isn't that great? The Holy Spirit will take some things of Jesus and show it to you.